Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild. Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're listening to the Blake Winchester Loves America, the most podcast show on the Freedom Flame Podcast Network. This isn't just another podcast. It's a battle cry in the war for America's soul. Blake Winchester doesn't just love America, he's here to save it. If you're not ready for hard truths and even harder consequences, turn back now.
Folks, let me tell you something that truly broke my heart this week. I was scrolling through the news, doing my patriotic duty to stay informed, when I came across this article about Taylor Swift visiting a children's hospital. Now, I know what you're thinking. Blake, isn't that a nice thing for her to do? And to that, I say absolutely not. What's really tragic here is that these kids, these young, impressionable kids, were ecstatic to see Taylor Swift. They weren't just happy, they were over the moon. And I thought to myself, how sad is that? These children, already going through tough times, should be excited about meeting someone who's actually fighting for their future, someone who stands for freedom and truth, someone like me, Blake Winchester. But no, instead, they're jumping up and down because a pop star graced them with her presence. A pop star, mind you, who spends more time prancing around on stage than she does thinking about the direction this country is heading. It's a shame, really. These kids deserve better role models. They deserve to be inspired by real heroes, patriots who are out there making a difference, not singing songs about bad blood or whatever it is she's known for. And that's when it hit me. If no one else is going to step up, then I will. I decided right then and there that I was going to visit a children's hospital myself. Not to promote an album or pose for photos, but to give these kids something they desperately need, a chance to meet a true patriot. I mean, how many of them have ever had the privilege of talking to someone who's actually fighting against the globalist agenda? Probably none. So I took it upon myself to be that beacon of hope, the one to remind them that real heroes walk among them. Little did I know my visit would become a day those kids and one special nurse would never forget. Stay tuned, folks, because this story only gets better. Or worse, depending on who you ask. But for me, it was a triumph of patriotism. After reading about Taylor Swift's visit, I knew I had to do something bigger, something better. Folks, you know me. I don't just sit around while the world goes off the rails. If these kids were so thrilled to meet a pop star, imagine how much more inspired they'd be meeting a true American patriot. Someone who fights for their future, not someone who just sings catchy tunes about their exes. So, I started planning my visit. This wasn't going to be some PR stunt with pre-rehearsed smiles and autographs. No, this was going to be a real experience. These kids were going to get the unfiltered Blake Winchester, raw, honest, and full of truth. I didn't want to just meet these children. I wanted to wake them up to the realities of the world they'd inherit. It's never too early to learn about globalist agendas, the dangers of socialism, and how Taylor Swift's silence on these issues speaks volumes. First, I needed to dress the part. No flashy outfits or designer clothes for me. I went with a patriotic classic. I donned my favorite red, white, and blue blazer, complete with an American flag pin prominently displayed on the lapel. My tie, stars and stripes, and to top it off, my trusty cowboy boots, because nothing screams freedom like a good pair of boots. I wanted these kids to know from the moment I walked in that they were in the presence of someone who lives and breathes America. Next, I gathered my materials. You can't inspire the next generation of patriots without some educational resources. I packed a box of my podcast merch, hats with the phrase Blake Winchester, Saving America Since Birth, bumper stickers that read Globalists Fear Me, and of course my limited edition Patriots Manifesto pamphlets. I figured handing these out would be a great way to leave a lasting impression and maybe even recruit some future podcast listeners. But this visit wasn't just about what I was bringing. It was about what I was going to say. I drafted a mental list of the stories I wanted to share. Tales of my own battles against the globalists, warnings about the creeping threat of AI, and a special anecdote about the time I exposed a vegan plot to replace real burgers with soy patties. These kids deserved the truth, and I was going to give it to them. No sugarcoating, no holding back. As I prepared, I couldn't help but imagine the looks on their faces when I walked into that hospital room. They'd forget all about Taylor Swift once they met me. Instead of being dazzled by a pop star's charisma, they'd be inspired by a patriot's purpose. I envisioned them hanging on to my every word, their little faces lighting up as they realized they were in the presence of greatness. And let's not forget the staff. I knew the nurses and doctors would appreciate having someone like me around, someone who respects their hard work and understands the importance of real leadership. If Taylor Swift could make the kids smile, I figured I could do the same, and maybe even charm a nurse or two in the process. After all, patriots like me are rare these days, and I'd be doing them a favor by showing them what a real man looks like. With my plan in place, I was ready to go. I wasn't just going to outshine Taylor Swift. I was going to redefine what it means to be a hero in America. This wasn't just a hospital visit, it was a mission. And like every mission I take on, I was determined to succeed. These kids had no idea what was coming, but I was about to give them a day they'd never forget. Or at least one I'd never forget. When I arrived at the hospital, I made sure my entrance was nothing short of grand. The automatic doors slid open, and there I was, carrying a box of merch in one hand and waving a small American flag in the other. "Don't worry, kids," I bellowed. "Your hero has arrived." Heads turned, though I'm not sure it was for the reasons I imagined. Some of the nurses looked startled. A few parents exchanged confused glances, but I knew they'd soon realize the honor of my presence. The receptionist at the front desk gave me a polite but skeptical smile. "Hi, sir. Can I help you?" she asked. "Help me?" I replied, chuckling. "No, ma'am. I'm here to help you. Blake Winchester, patriot and podcaster, reporting for duty. I'm here to bring some much-needed inspiration to the children." She hesitated for a moment, clearly trying to figure out what to do with me. "Do you have an appointment, or..." she asked tentatively. "An appointment? I don't need one. Freedom doesn't schedule itself," I declared confidently. After a brief exchange with a bewildered nurse, they finally let me through, probably because they didn't want to cause a scene. "You can visit the common playroom," a nurse said cautiously. "Just try to keep it light, okay?" I gave her a reassuring wink. "Light? Ma'am, the truth is the light." I strode into the playroom, where a handful of kids were gathered, some in wheelchairs, others in hospital beds, with IV poles attached. I could see their eyes widen as I entered, and I mistook their confusion for awe. "Hello, future patriots," I exclaimed. "I'm here to tell you the truth about the world, the kind of truth they don't teach you in schools or on TV." I started handing out my merch, giving each child a hat or a pamphlet. "You're welcome," I said, as I placed a globalist "Fear Me" sticker in a bewildered 8-year-old's lap. One little boy, maybe 6 years old, tugged on my blazer and asked, "Are you here to sing like Taylor Swift?" I crouched down to his level, looked him square in the eye, and said, "Son, I'm not here to sing. I'm here to save America." Then I launched into my first story, a harrowing tale about how globalists are planning to replace American flags with rainbow-colored ones, starting with our schools. "Imagine walking into your classroom," I told them, "and instead of Old Glory, there's a flag telling you to give up your freedoms. Well, not on my watch." One little girl started crying. I assumed it was because she was moved by my passion. Another child, a boy hooked up to an IV, raised his hand and said, "Do you know Taylor Swift?" "Taylor Swift," I scoffed. "She may have catchy tunes, but has she ever exposed the truth about fake GPS signals or fought against AI mind control?" I didn't think so. Now, let me tell you about the time I almost single-handedly stopped a vegan burger conspiracy. As I continued, I noticed the nurses exchanging nervous glances. A few tried to redirect the kids' attention with toys, but I wasn't going to be silenced. "These kids need the truth," I whispered to one of the staff. "They need to know what they're up against." She gave me a tight smile and said, "Maybe just stick to happy stories." Then there was Stacy. She walked in halfway through my riveting account of how the moon landing was faked and immediately caught my attention. Tall, blonde, and clearly impressed by my presence, at least in my mind, Stacy was everything I'd expect a patriotic nurse to be. I couldn't help but slip into flirt mode. "You know," I said as she passed, "I'm not just a podcaster. I'm also a patriot who stands for truth and freedom. It's rare to find people like me these days." She gave a polite nod and quickly busied herself with checking on a patient, but I could feel the chemistry. Meanwhile, the kids were starting to get restless. One of them whispered to another, "Do you think Taylor Swift's coming back?" I pretended not to hear it. Instead, I wrapped up my visit with a rousing speech. "Kids, you've been through a lot, but you're strong. Stronger than the globalists ever expected. Don't let them fool you with their lies. Stay vigilant, stay free, and always remember, America needs you." By the time I left, the playroom was in chaos. Some kids were crying, their tiny voices echoing down the hallways as they clutched their toys and begged to see Taylor Swift instead. Others were nervously asking the nurses questions like, Are the globalists going to take my teddy bear? And is the moon really fake? One little girl even demanded to know if she could move to another hospital. Then there were the blank stares. A few kids just sat silently, wide-eyed, as if the enormity of the truths I had shared was too much for their young minds to process all at once. But I didn't see despair. I saw a spark. They were thinking deeply, for the first time, about the world around them, or so I told myself. As for me, I walked out with my head held high, clutching my empty merch box like a trophy. I had no doubt that I had made a difference, a real difference in their lives. They might not understand it yet, I thought, but one day they'll look back and realize how lucky they were to have met someone like me. As I passed the nurse's station, I made sure to linger by Stacy, leaning casually against the counter as if I'd just wrapped up a State of the Union address. I think we made a real difference today, I said, flashing her what I imagined to be a disarmingly charming smile. Those kids needed someone to show them the truth. It's not every day you meet someone with the guts to talk about real issues in a children's hospital, right? I added with a confident chuckle. Stacy gave a polite laugh, her eyes darting toward her clipboard, probably impressed by my leadership. Not wanting to let the moment pass, I leaned in slightly. You know, I continued, lowering my voice as if sharing a secret, if you ever want to grab a coffee and talk about saving America, you know where to find me. People like us, people who care about the future of this country, need to stick together. She glanced up, offered another polite laugh that I was sure concealed her growing admiration, and quickly busied herself with checking some paperwork. But I wasn't discouraged. No worries, I thought. She's probably just playing hard to get. Or maybe she's overwhelmed by meeting someone as passionate and driven as me. I left the hospital feeling like a true hero. Taylor Swift may have had her moment, but I had something she never would. The courage to speak the truth, no matter how uncomfortable it made people. And that, folks, is what makes a real patriot. The kids might not have realized it yet, but one day they'd look back and thank me. Or so I thought. As I drove away from the hospital, I felt an overwhelming sense of pride. Sure, the kids had cried a little, and the staff seemed confused at times, but I knew deep down I'd left an impression. Blake Winchester, I said aloud to myself, you just changed lives today. I envisioned the children years from now, recalling the moment a true patriot walked into their lives. Forget Taylor Swift, they'd tell their friends. We met Blake Winchester, and he taught us how to see the world for what it really is. Once I got home, I couldn't wait to share my triumph with my podcast audience. I opened my laptop, ready to record an episode titled The Day Blake Winchester Inspired the Next Generation. But before I hit record, I decided to check my phone. After all, I had sent a text to Stacy, the nurse who I was certain felt the same connection I did. It read, Hey, Stacy, I just wanted to say I think we really made a great team today. Would love to grab coffee and talk more about saving America. Blake. No response yet. But I wasn't worried. She was probably busy with her night shift or planning how to respond to such a thoughtful message. It's not every day you meet someone like me, I reassured myself. She'll text back when she's ready. Curious to see if the hospital staff or parents had shared any posts about my visit, I checked social media. Sure enough, there were mentions of the day's events, but something wasn't quite right. One post read, Our hospital visit took a strange turn when a man dressed like Uncle Sam started talking about global conspiracies to a room full of children. Can we just bring Taylor Swift back? Another parent wrote, My son hasn't stopped asking if the moon landing was fake. Thanks a lot, Blake Winchester. At first, I chuckled. They're just not used to someone speaking the truth, I thought. It takes time for people to process new information, especially when it's this groundbreaking. But as I kept scrolling, The comments became harder to ignore. "Who let this guy in?" one nurse posted, accompanied by a picture of my cowboy boots. Another wrote, "He scared my daughter so much that she asked if we needed to move to Canada for safety." I couldn't believe what I was reading. These people were misunderstanding my intentions entirely. "Terrified?" I muttered, incredulous. "Those kids weren't scared. They were inspired. They just don't realize it yet." Still, a tiny voice in the back of my mind whispered that maybe, just maybe, I hadn't nailed the delivery. But none of that mattered when it came to Stacy. I was still convinced she understood me, even if the others didn't. She had smiled at me, hadn't she? That laugh she gave when I suggested coffee, that was a flirty laugh, right? My phone buzzed, and I lunged for it, only to find a message from my wireless carrier about my data usage. No word from Stacy yet. "She's probably playing it cool," I told myself. "Women always do that when they're interested." To distract myself, I opened my email. There was a flood of messages from podcast listeners who'd seen the fallout online. Some were supportive, saying, "Blake, the kids will thank you when they grow up." Others, not so much. One email stood out. "You're not Taylor Swift, and you never will be. Please stay out of hospitals." "Of course I'm not Taylor Swift," I exclaimed to no one in particular. "I'm better than Taylor Swift. She doesn't have the guts to tell kids the truth about their world." Still, the criticism stung. But instead of letting it get me down, I decided to double down. "These people need more Blake Winchester," I said firmly. "If they can't handle the truth, that's their problem, not mine." I grabbed my phone and recorded a quick video for my social media followers. "Folks, I just got back from what was probably the most important day of my life," I began. "Today, I walked into a children's hospital to give kids something they desperately need, the truth. And yes, some people didn't like it. That's because the truth is uncomfortable. It's not wrapped up in glitter and pop songs. But one day, those kids will thank me for showing them the light." Satisfied with my post, I leaned back in my chair, feeling vindicated. "They'll come around," I said. "They always do." I checked my phone one last time before bed. Still no word from Stacy. "Tomorrow," I said to myself. "She'll text tomorrow. And when she does, she'll realize just how lucky she is to know a patriot like me." With that, I drifted off to sleep, blissfully unaware of the chaos I'd left behind. Folks, after everything that went down, I think it's time we have an honest conversation about what really makes a hero. Taylor Swift visits a children's hospital, sings a few songs, takes some selfies, and suddenly she's hailed as a saint. But where's the substance? Where's the truth? Sure, she brings smiles to kids' faces, but does she leave them with the knowledge they need to fight back against the globalists? Does she inspire them to stand up for freedom? No, she doesn't. And that's the difference between Taylor Swift and Blake Winchester. When I visited that hospital, I didn't just bring smiles. I brought a revolution. Those kids weren't just entertained. They were challenged to think critically about the world around them. I gave them the tools to see through the lies, to question authority, to understand that patriotism isn't about feeling good. It's about doing good. Taylor Swift may give them a moment of joy, but I gave them a lifetime of awareness. Which one is more important? I think the answer is clear. And let's not forget the nurses. Now, I'm sure Taylor Swift charmed them with her celebrity status, but did she make a real connection? Probably not. Stacy, on the other hand, well, let's just say I felt something real there. She may not have texted me back yet, but I know she's thinking about it. Women like her appreciate men like me, strong, passionate, fearless. It's only a matter of time before she realizes the spark we shared. Of course, not everyone appreciates the kind of hero I am. The social media backlash, the parents who didn't quite understand my message, those are just bumps in the road. The truth is never easy to hear, especially for those who've been blinded by pop culture and globalist propaganda. But I'm not here to win a popularity contest. I'm here to wake people up. And if that means ruffling a few feathers, so be it. So let me leave you with this. Taylor Swift may have the world singing along to her catchy tunes, but she's not the hero America needs. Heroes don't sugarcoat the truth or distract from the hard realities we face. Heroes lead. Heroes inspire. Heroes fight for what's right, even when it's uncomfortable. And that, my friends, is what sets me apart. The next time you hear about a celebrity making headlines for visiting a hospital, ask yourself this. Are they truly changing lives, or are they just adding to the noise? Because while Taylor Swift might be America's pop princess, Blake Winchester is, and always will be, America's patriot hero. And if the kids didn't understand that today, they will someday. Mark my words, this isn't the end of my hospital visits. It's just the beginning. Stay tuned, folks. The fight for truth continues, and Blake Winchester is just getting started. And Stacy, if you're listening, coffee's still on the table. Just say the word.
You've been listening to the Freedom Flame Podcast Network, where truth burns brighter than the lies of the mainstream. If you haven't subscribed yet, what are you waiting for? Real patriots don't hesitate. They take action. They stand tall. They hit that subscribe button like their freedom depends on it, because it does. Don't be the weak link in the chain of liberty. Subscribe now, or spend the rest of your days explaining why you let your country down when it needed you most. The Freedom Flame is watching. America is watching. Make the right choice now.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.